Back by popular demand, your boy Lito. It's been a long time. How you doing?
Why are you zesty voice?
Yo, the zest came out so quickly. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, it's another episode of the AP3 podcast. You guys already fucking know. We got my boy Lito back up in this bitch.
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing?
It's been a fucking movie, guys. As always, I'm joined by my lovely co-host to my left.
It's Anthony. You already know.
Hell yeah.
And then the boy all the way to the left. Introduce yourself.
Your boy Lito back after how long? Man, it's been like 6-7 months. The last time I saw y'all, I graduated freaking college. How crazy is that?
That was that final episode.
Yep. That shit was fire. It's been a long time, guys.
Shit was kind of crazy, chat. Can't even front.
You know what? I'm actually happy to be with you guys again on a podcast. Because these two released episodes without your boy. And I was like, oh my God, I want to be part of it again. So I was like, after a long time, hey, why not? I'll make an appearance. How you doing? Let's go.
The boy's back, guys. Today's episode should be pretty fucking interesting. We don't have any sponsors yet, but we're still looking for our first sponsor. So go ahead and
SeatGeek.
Let us know.
We sponsor our show.
BetterHelp, some shit like that. Anything. Guys, I want to start off this episode of the podcast pretty, I want to talk about something that's kind of been going on that affects not necessarily all of us, but something that's been going on in pop culture that we've been talking about a lot within our friend group outside of the pod. This new Bad Bunny album that just dropped. It's phenomenal.
I think it's like
my
second favorite album from him ever.
Oh, ever?
Yeah, I think it's like either two or three just because of like how much it means and like the timing of it all, because new music has been really slow lately. I don't know if you guys noticed, but this album gave me something to listen to for the next actually probably for the whole year, like nonstop. Damn. It's a solid album.
Yeah, I really like the Bad Bunny album, and the topic that I wanted to bring up was the way that these lyrics have been pretty impactful to the like majority of his like following. I'm talking about the range between like younger people and much older people that are fans of Bad Bunny. Much older people who have not been fans of Bad Bunny because of his actions outside of his music that have really resonated with this album and what it stands for. I don't want to get too political because I know like Tony Hitchcliffe said what he said about PR. Bad Bunny was Lord like, this is his like response album the shit that he said. But I really want to focus on
Everybody wants to go to PR, by the way. Everybody wants to go to PR.
Oh, yeah, PR is amazing.
Nobody's not like denying a trip to go to PR.
That's a fact. PR is pretty like phenomenal from what
it looks like. You did mention something about like older people liking Bad Bunny. Listen, my dad, he's going to watch this probably. He hates Bad Bunny with a passion. Yeah. Like he does not like Bad Bunny at all.
On the latter side, my dad, about 40 years old, loves Bad Bunny and what he's doing for the culture. My dad's really big on like bigging up people who really put it on for the Latino culture and like put it on for whatever, for like Latin America. And he loves the idea of, you know, Bad Bunny being this like outstanding artist that's bringing this newfound sound, but also this like it kind of entering the top 100, the top 10s of the billboards for Latin American culture across all platforms, like, and across all standing.
You know,
he's worldwide.
Easy. You know what's crazy? Like, so, again, my dad hates Bad Bunny, right? I played him the album like a week and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And the first time I played for him was Nueva York, because I knew it was a Gran Combo de Puerto Rico sample.
Gran Combo, yeah.
Yeah, it was one of the most iconic salsa groups of like my dad's time, like the 70s, 80s. And then he heard it, and I'm not going to lie, he was vibing to it, although he still hated it because it was Dembow, and he doesn't like Dembow at all.
Same
But the one song he did like was Baile Inolvidable.
I'm gonna talk about that.
That was the one song that my dad was like, oh, this guy did his thing on the salsa thing, you know? Because Bad Bunny, obviously, he caters to like a more younger, like us generation.
Yeah, and
he
doesn't like the Dembow.
Yeah, and he doesn't like the fact that like he talks about like drugs and like and sex.
How he talks about women.
Yeah,
I get the same thing with my pops and like also even my mom as well. Like they can't fully understand him. Well, that's also just because of Puerto Rican slang. But he only really likes the like the like the part with Gran Combo or like any of the like references, and then everything else he's like, I turn it off right away. Like, or I switch it.
That that bilingual olvidable that Angel brought up earlier, I think it's the when you attack the lyricism of a track like that and you start to realize that Bad Bunny was doing this like personification on the country itself, and you know, like the fact that the US is coming in and colonizing it and that it's not the same anymore, and that he's just looking to like rejoice on the fact that he once had this like childhood and this image of Puerto Rico that's completely different than what it is right now. I thought that that was one of the most impactful songs on the entire track. I know I was getting a lot of shit from the boys beforehand, like, that song because it's talking about a potential ex-girlfriend and we know how you rock.
Simp. He's a simp.
I ain't gonna fake it.
I didn't bring it up.
Not gonna fake it.
He brought it up.
Not gonna fake it.
Just saying.
I love that song, bro. It is literally one of my favorite songs. I think it's the most listened to song in 2025 out of my entire catalog.
Can you dance to that song, though?
That's listen. It's important because
they're gonna play this at the clubs.
Everybody wants to learn salsa nowadays. We've been trying to learn how to dance salsa for like so long. It is not easy. There's so many different types of salsa. There's
I try to get somebody to teach me salsa. And
it's not easy.
It failed horribly.
I mean, I feel like
there was no like there wasn't really any dancing going on. I'm gonna just leave it at that. What do you guys like? What's your favorite songs off the album?
Probably, the main song, the DTMF.
Oh,
tirar más fotos. Yeah,
tirar más fotos. Yeah, I think.
Can you speak Spanish on the podcast? No, está bien. Podemos hablar español.
Everybody just like looks at you and thinks that you're Caucasian. Yeah. You can be Spanish. It's okay. We know.
See, yeah, it's true.
No, it's the skin complexion. I also act pretty white.
And your outfit as well.
Ooh.
I got like a purple shirt.
And
on
your haircut.
I look like the Joker.
And your shoes.
Somebody said I look like Joaquin Phoenix. I'm not gonna lie.
Exactly, the Joker.
I'm not even lying.
He's wearing green pants, the purple shirt. Joker, bro. That's just the Joker right here, bro.
Joaquin Phoenix is not a compliment that you should be getting at 24. Like
I know, right? That's
yo.
So sad. Am I aging?
No. I don't know.
Maybe it's my sleep.
Yeah.
But anyway. That song has been on my feed for the past like week of just people crying, and it's also sentimental to me. Like if you've had anyone like special in your life, and then they're no longer here, just remembering that time, and also just to remind you now, like you should take more photos. You should try to give them a hug more, and like to your friends and your family, and appreciate the good moments while you can. I when I listen to that song, I think about like all my childhood like family parties, and it's so beautiful because as a kid, like you're so much more present, but you don't think that like things are gonna change. You know what I mean? You're not gonna be the same anymore. You're gonna grow up and have different lives. Cousins are gonna move. Families are gonna move. People are gonna pass away. You know what I mean? Like it's part of life, and just that song kind of reminds me to just keep on being present, and you know.
It's almost like you take those moments for granted. When you listen to that song, it's like you reflect back on those moments and you're like, man, I wish I could have those times back. Like you almost feel like, because I'm thinking for myself, I'm 23. And when I hear those lyrics and I'm thinking about my childhood, like Anthony said.
I'm thinking I'm on the beach. Like I'm on the beach singing that song. I don't know why. I'm going to the beach.
Yo.
Anthony saying the beach, it gives me kind of like those Flushing Meadow barbecues kind of vibe.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, nah, I'm going to be completely real. I had a Theo in my family who used to like always come by. He was the one that was like playing the music all the time and stuff like that. So, and he passed away sadly. So I always think about the situation like that. And I think that if we were ever in those scenarios again, I hope that, I know some of my cousins and stuff that are listening at home, I hope that it doesn't grow, like we don't grow away from that as we get older.
Yeah.
It sucks because now the responsibility would fall on us.
To do it again.
Yeah, for our generation. And it's hard when everybody has their own lives and stuff. Like, it's kind of crazy to think that our families at the time were able to do that.
Oh my God.
They kept us together. Even if we didn't live close to each other, they still try to bring us together. And that's so beautiful.
It is honestly like, wow. You see how where the Bad Bunny album has taken us? Like, now we're going down to the memory lane. Like, Christ. Angel, what's your favorite song?
My favorite song? I have it pulled up on my phone. It's called Verdad. It's because, listen, these two have been under sentimental wave. You know, I've been more on my, like, you know, get in the club and just start.
He trying to turn them around.
You know, have them do. Wait, hold on. Have them do this and this like that. Be like, hey.
He just wants a baile sencillo in the club. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. But you know, it's also because like the first couple of lyrics was just like it spoke to me personally. Cause he says basically, me diste un follow y te di un follow back. Me diste un like, yo te di un like para atrás. Y pues él dice, al otro día me pusiste en tu close friends, and that actually happens to me. Unfortunately, in my situations, it never works out. Cause you know,
shit happens with everybody.
That whole song too. Wait, with close friends is a...
what I have. Now that we just brought up close friends, yes. I have something. I have a little bit of a PSA that I wanna put out there. Okay,
talk to him.
For the women that are out here putting men that they like in their close friends, and it's just the close friends for the men that they like, for them to post like little like provocative shit and shit, like, ladies, are not a fucking detective. We are not people that are like crazy analytical. Men are simple creatures. Y'all fuck with us, just like the story. Shoot a DM. Just go for it.
Nah, that's too much. They have too much pride to do that. Also, I've thought about it. Cause I've been put on a close friends, not even never meeting a girl before. I've never even met this girl. I've never had a conversation. I'm in close friends. Yep. Mm-hmm. No.
Soft cap.
No. Wait.
He's just saying that.
No.
He's saying that because she's ugly.
No. Okay, hold this. Take this.
Go. He's gotta talk. Let him talk.
I'm gonna take both cameras right now. both mics.
No. That just caused frequency issues. Dumbass.
Anyways. What it is, I noticed, because I've spoken to girls about this, they only do it because they want you to interact with them. They put everybody on their friends.
I ain't interacting.
No, but exactly. They do it to bait you. They think, you're on close friends now, then it's open for interaction.
Nah. Like, maybe we got the wrong mindset. Maybe we're supposed to be, like, jumping for the bait. Maybe that's the...
That's what they want.
I don't know, man.
If I get added to a close friends, I'm honored.
Oh, that's really? Me.
I'm like, you like me that much? You could like post your personal stuff. Listen, with all this being said,
I'm just saying, please add us to your close friends. If there's like tea being spilled on there, or you doing wild shit,
please,
we throw away the key.
They're wild. I'm telling you, one time, I'm telling you, I've never met this girl in my life, but I knew that this girl went to the same college that I went to. I get thrown in the close friends. I've never had a conversation with this girl. And I'm so confused. And mind you, she's one of those like big titty Latinas. So she does one of those like, you ever seen that Billie Eilish meme with the arm where she goes like that? And then y'all never seen that?
All right, now we're
gonna find this.
We know what Anthony's FYP looks like.
Yo, there's this clip about Billie Eilish. Oh my god, it's so bad.
Yeah, you would have Billie Eilish's titties on your FYP.
Billie Eilish, yo.
I'm telling you.
No,
guys, the pod is very revealing.
I can't believe we get. All right. Can we move past?
Yeah. We can totally move past this. Guys, I want to talk about something very interesting. I think that this would be a little bit of a nice segment. We're going to talk about history's greatest inventions. Now I'm just playing. What do you guys think is the best invention made by man?
Ooh. Wait. Let me go last.
I'll break the ice. Okay. For me, anesthesia.
Ooh.
Anesthesia. You know the reason why, right? Call me grandpa because I've had 3 knee surgeries here. So, you know, I'm a bit grandpa. So imagine.
Modern medicine? It's a solid.
No, listen. It's a solid. Listen, I'm gonna paint a picture. Imagine having any surgery, and then your doctor be like, "Oh, we don't got no anesthesia for you.
They got tequila.
You gonna imagine?
They got whiskey. That's what they used to do. They used to give you whiskey.
Seriously?
Yeah. Back in the day, they used to literally just get you drunk.
Holy shit.
Which is bad for you because then it makes your blood kind of circulate faster and you'll lose blood faster. It's a contraindication.
You've never heard that statement about like alcohol being the best medicine?
Oh
no, that's what they used to say in the
oh
like,
yeah.
But yeah, so for me, anesthesia, because without anesthesia, literally every surgery would be painful as shit.
Or just anything. Yeah. Shots,
viruses, like everything.
Medicine for the flu, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's all in
yeah.
there. Yeah, go.
I guess so. I would say that the greatest invention is like boats and ships. And then the reason why I would say that is because boats are one of the like earliest forms of transportation aside from like horseback carriage and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then you can only get so far kind of like on land. Boats allowed us to go, you know, through water. It allows for international trade. And then the concept of a boat itself is this like, especially the modern day, is like big, like metallic ships that are hollowed out at the bottom so that the weight, like heavy metallic, all this like titanium and shit like that, is still able to have like a buoyancy because it's so hollowed out at the bottom of the ship that it allows it to float and be able to travel for long, like long distances.
Titanic. That's all I'm going to say. Titanic did not match those criteria.
It was a solid invention. I think it helped a lot of travel. You know what I mean? For the time.
Man.
Please. I mean, we needed it for so long. I get it. I think my invention blows all you guys out the water.
All right.
Okay. Not even a lie.
What is it?
Ink and paper. You get to write down messages, pass on information, books, mass printing, information being passed down from generation to generation.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right, I see it, but now with the technology, it's like.
Wait,
ink and paper.
But ink and paper could also, first of all,
writing. I'm like a printing machine, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, so like, cause.
But you could also write your journals.
You could argue that like they had the typewriter back in the day.
But that's
and that would also be paper and ink. So yeah. That's why I'm trying to look at the like evolution of paper and ink and where we are now. Now we're on like loose leaf, you know, pens and stuff like that.
Saying.
So I guess it has had like a drastic leap.
And it's evolved.
How the fuck do you think that blows mine and Angel's out of the water? Angel talked about modern medicine, and I'm over here talking about boats and like being able to do foreign trade. Because you maybe wouldn't have had ink and paper if there was no boats.
You might not even know how to make a boat without ink and paper.
Oh, blueprints.
Capto, if you're able to do it without making a blueprint like they did back in the day, it was just trial and error.
Yeah, but they wrote sketches out. Where, they wrote from sketches their progress.
That had to have been much later on in the process. Like, that couldn't have been early.
If there are any historians, please let us know.
But the fact that the paper and ink are around, it speeds up
the
process.
If there are any nerds out there that know about, the past. Right.
You convinced
me. Research for modern medicine was done because of ink and paper.
Well, okay, fair. But...
You know, pass. So we don't have to start all over. There's always a base point, and that's
okay, Anthony. All right.
In the comment section, you guys let us know which one you think was the best invention made by man. To be completely honest,
anesthesia.
Well, I thought you were gonna say the wheel.
Yeah.
I thought about it, but nah. It's all right. It's like all right. Electricity, like the nuclear bomb. That's like one of the craziest inventions.
While we're on the topic, right? So. Remember that movie, Spider-Man, where he, like, goes, like...
Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, into the Spider-Verse and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I've always wondered this in my head, right? Are there different versions of you out there in some other galaxy somewhere where maybe, for example, for me personally, I would probably be a pro goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll be a drug lord in the cartel for running mad freaking stuff. Have you ever thought about that for real, for real?
Shout out to Lito with the stoner questions coming through with that.
100%. Also, my alternate timelines are also trying to find me, I believe it, because I'm trying to find them.
I'm gonna say this. I think that there for every decision that you make, like, so whenever you decided to go left as opposed to going right, when you decided to take one path as opposed to taking the other, I think that realistically... I do believe in the multiverse theory. I think that there is somebody, like, I think that there is another version of me out there that decided to, you know, follow the other path and just went along with it. And I think that the whole, like, idea of, like, Flashpoint and stuff, like, damn, now we're gonna sound like super fucking nerds.
Just a
but,
point
like, the idea
like,
of, yeah. like, different timelines and, like, pivotal points that don't change within all aspects. That shit is
event,
so cool.
Like in that movie.
Mm-hmm. That shit is so cool. I believe that happens.
I think there's certain canon events in your life. I don't think there's that many. I think there's maybe max 3.
What would be a canon event again? That would be like the one where you like you make a decision and it impacts everything else, basically.
No. It's a canon event is something that happens on every timeline, no matter what. Right. Can't change.
Constant.
You know what
okay.
I mean?
Oh, yeah. I think there's like very few canon events. Right.
It's like, I think there's like 3 in a lifetime.
Interesting.
Oh, very interesting. That's interesting that you would say that.
You know what I mean? I don't think there's that many.
Okay.
But there's a lot of choice in there because it's like...
Let me ask you this question now that we're talking about this. Do you regret any decisions that you've made though? Because think about it. Life is like a highway. Not to sound corny or cheesy from that Cars movie. Life is a highway. But
can't look back.
Yeah. So like, do you guys regret anything? Like any decisions that you've made? Like for example, me personally, I regret a couple of things, but it is what it is. Like for example, if I never would have went to SoFi that day, I would have never messed up my right knee. So
that would be surgery that would number be
one,
three.
That would be one thing that I regret doing.
Or ball with Alex.
Yeah.
Now that we're on the podcast.
And Alex gets No. I'm like, yo, bro, take it easy on Angel.
All right, wait. Angel, do you mind me talking about what happened that day when it
happened? Oh, no. I don't mind.
Okay.
I don't mind the slightest.
I want to say for the record, I'm an asshole. That day when that situation happened, we were going back and forth, me and Angel, on opposing teams, kind of like, I mean, we do be talking smack, like, so it's whatever, but I went up and I went to go get a rebound. And I did a kind of like a Carmelo Anthony, like, fuck out of here. And when I grabbed the rebound, and my team was down at the time. So when I grabbed the rebound, I went back out to the three-point line. Angel was on the floor. I didn't realize that he had fallen. And I feel really terrible for what happened next. But again, I was not trying to, well, I don't know. I was being a dick at the time, I guess. I just got, I literally went and I looked at Angel like this. And then I shot the three-pointer, made the three-pointer. And I was like, realizing that, no, it didn't. I hit the three. And then I saw that he was still on the floor. And I was like, what the fuck. And then he also hurt his knee when we went to play ball again. Now he was on my team this time,
yeah,
at a boat party that we went to not too long ago. And Angel got hurt, and the moment that he got hurt, I was like, God, stop playing. I was like, dude, are you okay? And he was like, nah, my knee kind of hurt. And I was like, yo, we gotta get a sub ASAP. I wasn't taking no risk that time around.
But yeah, like other than that, like other than those like decisions that I made, like I don't regret anything else, because every decision I've made has led me to this point anyway. So like, if I didn't get injured all those times again, I would have never built the discipline that I've had right now.
What's your Kenyan event?
Hold up, we're gonna insert the clip of me telling him that he's an asshole, and he's like, why? And then we're gonna say this, what he just did right there. By the way, just so we can clarify on that, my Kenyan event is being born. I was meant to be born.
All right, yo, never fucking mind, guys, because he does this shit all the time.
I was meant to be born.
Gives us some weak ass answer.
If I wasn't born, all of your lives would be different.
Oh my God.
All of your lives would be completely different.
It is true.
It would change completely.
There's no way that Anthony just went ahead and gaslighted us into saying that his being born was the canon event in our lives.
Not in your lives. It's the canon event in my life. But it affected you guys.
Hold on.
I don't like that this guy has a platform. I'm just gonna let it be.
I mean, it is true, because we would have listen, if you weren't born.
Yeah,
I
but that's never... not the way that the canon event works. It's like you're already born and then something happens.
I don't know if you know this, but I was technically the first person to suggest to Alex being like, yo, let's do a podcast.
Nah, I mean, at the time it was, and then we actually started doing it, and then I realized Anthony's just an idiot, and now we're here. Right?
No.
Okay. Well, moving on. Do you guys think that social media has ruined kind of like relationships?
I think it made so many relationships, but yeah, it ruined it. So it's like, it's balanced. It's balanced. It's destroyed so many. It's made so many, you know, it's yin and yang.
Do you feel like social media makes relationships move too fast? Cause listen, our For You pages have people going to like Ibiza, having Mercedes Benzes, freaking like taking first class flight, like all dressed up in restaurants and stuff like that. This, that, and the third. Dude, what is good?
Don't just fucking look at me like that with zero context to the fans at home.
There's people that get married after a year. Do you guys think that's crazy?
I think that is crazy, but hold on.
Going back, you know, to, do you really know that person?
No, going back to what Angel said, I'm gonna answer your question too, but going back to what Angel said, I think that social media does kind of give you an unrealistic like standpoint on how other relationships are being portrayed. I think a lot of the times people only post the good, not necessarily the bad. So a lot of the times what's being portrayed is like the ultra good, like, oh, we went to Jamaica together, or we went to Miami together and stuff like that. Or, oh, he's got me in a PJ and he's, you know, I got a super fancy car, like a sports car or something like that. Yes, it does. But going back to what we said in the previous episode of the pod, it's setting unrealistic expectations for yourself based off of your surroundings, you know? Yes. And that's not fair to the relationship. And if you're getting like super influenced by the gram and that's the way that it's just moving, that's even worse.
What it is, I think, is that like people see, oh, they're doing that for them. Why aren't you doing that for me?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And it's like, you don't even know their dynamic. They created that relationship in that sense. You don't know their history. Some people are willing to give you the world off of rip. Some people are going to make you fucking work for it for, you know, however long.
I also feel like, what's it called? Relationships, like, I don't even, if I were to be in a relationship right now, I wouldn't post anything. That's just me.
You wanna call Shoddy?
No. No.
All right. Well, I have a question. What if she eventually, like, after you guys have been dating for a little minute,
like a year, I'm gonna say prior to a year
for this scenario for Angel, because I want to ask it, not like, you know, that gives you a scapegoat, 1 year anniversary. Now it's like, oh, let me post it on the gram. No. I'm talking like beforehand, right? If 3 months into the relationship, say. Or you know, a month into the relationship, she comes up to you and she's like, hey, I just want to know, I see that you kind of don't post, or she'll see the pod and she'll be like, you know, I see that you guys talk about women on the podcast and I see you don't really bring up the situation with me, whatever the case is. Do you think that that would encourage you in that moment then, because she's voiced that it kind of bothers her, to then post her?
Wow, you're putting me on the spot. That's crazy.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. So what I would do in that situation, if she would address it to me, is like, I feel like if you post your relationship too often, it brings around a lot of problems.
Here and there is not too bad.
No, I know. A lot of problems. No, yes. For example, Anthony just mentioned 1 year anniversary. Oh yeah, okay, fine.
6 months.
Yeah, a year, or a birthday. Yeah, fine. But like to like post them like every day or like every week,
not
or whatever.
It's just because story on date like, night. You just post a picture of you guys going on a date, like it's the dinner the movie.
I just don't want. I'm more of a private individual. Like these people, like Anthony and Alex, know this. I'm more private, so like I would communicate that right away. Like once I get into a relationship with you know my significant other, say, listen to me. I am very private with my stuff. I do not want anybody to know that we're in a relationship at the moment. For the foreseeable future, just because I don't want the unwarranted attention on me. I just want to keep this private because, you know,
also social media. Also, the attention is going to be on her. People find out that that's your girl.
Yeah,
and it brings about a lot of problems. And it's like, no, I would rather avoid any problems. I would just rather focus on you and I without any eyes of, like, other people.
So I honestly think it has a lot to do with security, where if you are secure of yourself and then your relationship and your partner, posting and not posting is not an issue. Posting or not posting is not an issue to you or your relationship. I think
it's pretty fair.
What comes up into question of why you're not posting is because girls will then feel that, oh, are you not secure about us? I'm secure about you in our relationship. Are you trying to hide us? And, like, hiding is not necessarily always a horrible thing. You can hide for, you know, good reasons, you know, but if you're hiding for the wrong reasons, uh-huh. I'm saying this in the sense of, like, I don't want any unwanted attention towards my girl.
I just know there's going to be a series of girls that are going to listen to this and hear that you're saying
that's not true, because girls are the same way. Girls do not, there's a reason why girls do not tag their man or put the full picture of their man in their photo. Because they don't want other girls looking at him.
No, but your reasoning is not.
But it's
the same.
It goes same for boys and girls. It's not. There's no difference.
No,
it's not just for me. It's just
not
how I see
it. I'm not saying that because you're a boy. I'm saying that because you're a hoe.
Guys, that's going to be it for the podcast. It was such a great, great, great time to spend it once again with my boys. You know, I missed this. Honestly, I missed this a lot. I have not been on the podcast in front of you guys for a very long time. And you know what? I'm happy that I'm back.
Another episode in the books.
This is what, episode 4 now? Man, damn. 4 episodes in? Man, please. Anyway, hell yeah. You can find your boy Lito on all platforms, on Instagram, Angelito_SO5. You can find me on TikTok, Angelito_S5. On YouTube, I'm going to start posting YouTube. You can just find me as Lito, L-I-T-O. That is on YouTube. Anthony, take it away.
Literally on all platforms that you could think of. Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Snapchat, YouTube, Anthony O'Hara 17 on all platforms. Check me out. If you have any comments, please let us know. We would love to hear your feedback.
Critique is fit.
Guys, you guys can...
Fucking up.
Yo, guys, you guys can find me on all platforms at alex.mcbuckets or alex_mcbuckets on, I think, like TikTok or whatever. It's pretty simple, yeah. Again, alex.mcbuckets on all platforms. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram. All over the place. Anyways, guys, we appreciate you guys for tuning in to another episode of the podcast.
This guy's weird, yo.
Yeah, this guy's fucking weird. All right, we're gonna cut it there later.